Nippon Airways plane today as it landed safely in northern Japan. Japan's public broadcaster said that the flight was carrying about 200 people. No injuries were reported. On Wall Street, NASDAQ is up by 89 points. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
The chairman of the Alabama Republican Party is calling a recent television campaign ad both shameless and disgusting. Chairman John Wall reacted to an ad that was put out by California Governor Gavin Newsom, which paints Alabama as a tyrannical state where police chase down young women in order to enforce the abortion ban. Wall says that Governor Newsom disrespected the people of Alabama, mischaracterized the values of this state, and degraded the honorable members of our law enforcement community. Wall says that abortion is a tragedy and that the Republican Party here in Alabama wants to protect life while also helping those in need so that they have other options. The ad that was put out by Newsom and National Democrats will be airing on national networks until May 4th. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroot Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Police in Tuscaloosa have arrested a 12-year-old in connection with dozens of vehicle thefts. The juvenile is accused of stealing at least 8 vehicles between March 30th and April 21st. Police say that the 12-year-old would break the windows of the vehicle and then tamper with the steering column in order to take the car. The juvenile is also facing other theft-related charges that involve stolen credit cards. Overall, the suspect is facing 18 felonies. The lineup for the new music festival in Huntsville has been released. The South Star Music Festival will feature Blink 182, Gwen Stefani, Jane's Addiction, and Ludacris, just to name a few. The festival is slated for September 28th and 29th in John Hunt Park. 2024 will be the festival's inaugural year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Hey, folks, this is Mayor Kelly of Millbrook, Alabama, asking you to join with Jones Drugs on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot in Millbrook. Bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. See you there.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, the biggest show in Alabama radio. Very productive.
Yeah, I kind of forget we're doing a radio show. We just solve so many problems.
We have such
in
great
7 minutes. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Another topic for another day, but we've got a lot of folks weighing in. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie wants to weigh in on Joe Biden a little bit. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Well, hello. I hope you're having a beautiful day.
We are, Debbie. I hope you are, too.
I certainly am. I'm driving out here in this gorgeous sunshine, and I'm going to suck it up as much as I can before it gets too hot.
There you go.
Listen. Yeah. Listen, you know, my dad has dementia, and, you know, I know you've, well, one of your ladies we're talking about, you've experienced it. My aunt, her husband's had it for years now. And the one thing we've all noticed is when they get tired, that's when they start losing the ability to, you know, communicate properly and other things. So my opinion is they need to figure out who was bringing Joe the Coke, and they got to let him go because, you know, Joe was doing better with the Coke.
And he was doing better with it. Oh, hey, Debbie, let me ask this question.
You know.
Yes. I don't know the difference in Alzheimer's and dementia.
Degree.
Oh, really? Okay. So which one's first?
The dementia.
You get dementia first, and as it gets worse and worse, then you're at Alzheimer's.
Yeah, dementia is like a huge, big, you know, balloon that you can put all these things into. But
gotcha.
But, no, Joe, the only thing with the Coke is that he gets a little angry at the end, and he starts, you know, mouthing off. But it's either that or he's admitting when, you know, he's doing no nose, so... I love that little clip.
Yeah, it was awesome. No doubt. Debbie, thank you.
Oh, man, that's good.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, you too.
Look, and you can get medical information here, too.
That's good. Did y'all know the difference?
I did.
You did?
But
I didn't.
Yeah.
Because people seem to use it kind of interchangeably.
Well, they're saying, and y'all probably knew this, too. I was looking at a clip yesterday, speaking of Alzheimer's, that really it's type 3 diabetes.
I have seen that a couple of different times from some of the non-mainstream doctors on the interwebs.
Explain that real quick.
So you've got, you know, we know type 1, type 2, and type 3. What Chris has explained it to me as is that Alzheimer's is type 3 diabetes. It is related to sugar, and it's sugar on your brain. And look, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. I'll get him to explain it to me further, but that is how he's explained it to me before, and I'm like, what?
Here is the Googles. Type 3 diabetes is a term some researchers use to describe the theory that insulin resistance and insulin-like growth factor dysfunction in the brain may cause Alzheimer's disease. More research is needed to understand the link between diabetes and Alzheimer's. But don't forget, is Alzheimer's and dementia is one of those that we were talking about, not the conspiracy, but one of the problems in the medical community is somewhere back 20 or 30 years ago, someone said, this is what does it, and we must research it.
Mm-hmm.
And then anyone who had a different theory was out, didn't get any money, didn't get anything. So everything was poured down this one hole.
Right.
And then somebody said, we think that might have been wrong. So now we've lost two or three decades of possible progress, and
it's really sad.
Because everybody, I mean, it's the COVID thing. Well, what do you think? Well, I think what they think. Well, why do they think what they think? Because the CDC said it. Well, we're all in. No questions. And it happens on research.
Do you think dirt cures brain sugar?
Oh, I think, yes, there's no doubt. It kills the bugs.
Absolutely.
And we probably, neither one of us will have any, well.
We are sharp.
We'll have mental problems, but not these mental problems.
I can't wait to take my third dose of dirt.
Wow, that's 5 minutes. Delicious.
Let's go to, we're taking them in order. Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome to the program.
Hey, morning. Don't forget aluminum salt. In our environment over many, many years of consumption, aluminum, they're still researching aluminum salt.
Wait a minute,
is that what's in deodorant?
There are many things that contribute to that, but I called
about... Isn't that what we're seeding clouds with?
Yes.
That one of strontium is one, aluminum powder, yes, many things, they've been doing that for years. That's a whole other matter I want to talk about. Uncle Joe up in the White House.
Okay.
He's not the first person who has been perked up by a doctor. We had JFK after his injuries in the Solomon Islands, World War II, 1963, August. The pain got him so bad, Max, what's his name, also known as Dr. Feelgood, would come in every day and give the president a cocktail that had meth.
There you go. Very good.
Yes.
Was a mixture. It had the vitamins, methamphetamine, steroids. They called him Dr. Feelgood. He's not the first one, because Adolf Hitler was given Pervitin. Yes, Pervitin to keep him up. Same thing, methamphetamine. Pervitin for him, and our Kennedy was being given the mix with Dr. Feelgood. This is not a conspiracy, this is a fact. When Joe is not really up and running, I'm sure somebody is going to give him a little perker upper, you know, but I'll say this, when he heard this rumors about his son having the cocaine, and he wanted to know if it was diet and where was it in the White House.
You got it. Thanks, Crawdad. Appreciate you, buddy. So here is some of the stuff about JFK. I'd never heard of that before until he mentioned it, and this has got to be a true article. It's by Dr. Howard Markle over at PBS.
Definitely true.
See what year it is. 2019. To put it bluntly, long before Kennedy died at age 46, he was a very sick man. As a child, he nearly died from scarlet fever. Also had serious digestive problems, most likely a spastic colitis or irritable bowel syndrome. Did they used to call it spastic colitis, and then we can't
spastic
say spastic?
Colon.
And so they switched it to IBS?
Well, they still call it spastic colon if you're like old school.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Like my dad can get away with it, but Chris has to call it IBS.
See, for a reason.
Yeah.
Is that one of the words you can't say? Like if I'm saying Allison's being spastic, is that okay?
No.
Well, I think if you refer it to as a spastic colon.
Mm. So Allison's being a spastic colon.
Yeah, probably, I think spaz is better.
Spaz
is better.
It's easier to spell. As a young man, he suffered from urinary tract infections, prostatitis, and a duodenal ulcer.
Better known
was his notorious spine and back problems that began while playing football in college. His lower back pain was so severe, he was initially rejected by both the U.S. Army and the Navy. Then you have the war thing. Now, listen to this part. It says he experienced debilitating back pain, especially in the lumbar spine and sacroiliac joints. Ends up with multiple back surgeries that were unsuccessful. And then they give him, during his presidency, Kennedy was also treated with a slew of opiate painkillers, local anesthetic, lidocaine, shots for his back pain, tranquilizers such as Librium, amphetamines and stimulants, including Ritalin, thyroid hormones, barbiturate sleeping pills, gamma globulin to stave off infections, as well as the steroid hormones he needed to keep his adrenal insufficiency at bay.
And don't forget his massive sex addiction.
I was going to say,
that's how he kept throwing his back out.
The energy to still be such a womanizer.
Perhaps maybe why he stayed high all the time. Maybe that's why he was addicted.
All that, and you still get Marilyn Monroe, right?
She had her issues, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
He got around.
Mm, that's why he had the, never mind.
Oh.
One of the things.
And yet it says that he actually loved his wife. I'm trying to wrap my brain around that.
It's the Kennedys. You got to understand.
It's like RFK Jr. and his cheating and his little notebooks
just goes
he keeps.
The territory.
He was so ill at a few points during this period of his life. This is in the 1950s that his Catholic priest administered last rites. Mm-hmm. Wow. I had no idea.
Maybe that's what Joe Biden was doing when we were talking about abortion.
That's it.
He was giving himself his own last rites.
God bless those children.
Smart.
I think we're missing the bigger picture with Joe Biden, though. He's easily controllable. The Democrats could have run just about anybody and won the election because, well, they kind of had it in the bag, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But Joe Biden is a elderly man with a poor memory, okay? It's difficult to bring the full fire and anger at a person that is clearly incompetent because they're elderly, okay?
Right.
Picture all the problems that have gone on, and there would be much more anger if it could be directed to. It's like picking on a cripple at this point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I maintain that the Democrat, the people that are really controlling this show, are much more intelligent than we give them credit for. I think this is by design.
Oh, no, there's no doubt he was purposeful. He's the guy.
You better believe it.
He is a mindless body.
Right.
And they can fill him or make him do whatever. He is a robot for them.
And it's hard to get angry and pick, you know, and criticize and pick at him. It's actually, I think it's brilliant, actually, what they've been able to pull off here. And we're still
thinking, if he was
incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing.
If he was fully functional, though, I'm not 100% sure he still wouldn't be for all these things. I don't know. I don't know. No one knows who the real Joe Biden is. He has been a liar and a cheat for his entire political career. Hmm. So you really don't know. I mean, he could be a total stooge and a robot, or he could be, when he's lucid, he could be in agreeance.
Well, he is somewhat. He's been a party man all his life, okay?
Right.
Whichever way the party wind blew, that's the way Joe went.
That's the way he went.
So he's
goodness
perfect.
Gracious.
He is the perfect candidate for what he's been selected to do.
Absolutely. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
All right, guys. Well, y'all won't remember this because you're probably too young, but, you know, the Lucille Ball Show was the first place where you could see, you know, a public introduction to doping, and with a product called Vitamita Benjamin.
And it really works.
Yeah. And it does.
Oh, that's good.
This is from my age group, but, you know, if you have any questions about Vitamita Benjamin, you know, go to YouTube and look it up. I'm sure you'll be enlightened.
Big laughs.
So anyway, the trials that we're seeing with Trump, you know, it just goes on and on. And somehow, you know, this has got to be dealt with, if not just for Trump, for maybe future presidents as well. I'm wondering just how they do it. Honestly, I think that the Supreme Court ought to get involved in all of them and just kind of gavel them all down, or group them all together and bring them up one by one, you know, as a group. What do you think they ought to do?
No, I agree. The court has reached down before and done things, but I'm just telling you, the court will act quote unquote civilized. This may be the word of the day. They will be civil, and they will claim that, well, there is a judicial process. And until the question comes before us, we will not be engaging in that, so that we do not appear to be political. I'm telling you, they will let Trump hang out there. Yeah. It is exactly like the state judges in Alabama. The question of like whether or not the state health officer can go around closing every business and all that kind of stuff. Multiple judges took it and said, well, I'll get around to ruling it someday.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They will hide behind their rules. Papa B, I got to take a break, man.
Sorry, guys.
Yep, great point. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches in our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, Alabama Unfiltered. What are you looking at? You're the one slow on the point.
You and Brian are just playing
just when
with
you're talking. Until that point, until you get your bony little finger and point, it's not on.
I wish
it's
it
not
was
on
bony.
Until you're ready. It's starting
like
to get that curl.
Chubby.
That,
your finger's not fat and chubby.
Starting to get that old crypt keeper finger.
Like
we're gonna be so skinny from after we kill all the parasites. Oh that gosh. People will be like, y'all two need to put on some weight.
That's that has never been said to me
before. That's what they're going to say to us.
Ever. Ever.
Let's get back out to your phone calls. T. Spear, welcome to the program. I hope you are doing well. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday. Y'all have been all over the Target today, haven't you?
We don't really have a Target.
We just fire in every direction and hope we hit something.
Because y'all got me.
Uh-oh, her phone.
She's phone not
is acting up.
She's not standing on
Sky,
her head.
Sky, can we, can we help her out?
We're getting third word. Nothing I can do with that connection, T-Spear.
That better?
Hey, wait a minute. We
yes.
Go, okay. Go ahead.
My father never told a lie. He might have exaggerated over his hunting stories. But he never told a blatant lie about anything that was important.
Mm-hmm.
Had Alzheimer's. Joe Biden doesn't tell lies. He exaggerates about his family. There's no doubt about that. But when it's important, the political stuff, Joe Biden's not lying. Yeah, I do believe that there is more than one Joe Biden standing up there. You watch them. You watch their mannerisms. You watch their walking. You watch how they talk. You watch how they move their heads. Those are different people. That I will always believe.
So you think there's body doubles for Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I want to go back to what Eric the Dog said. And he was talking about these whacked-out kids. Don't try that in my home.
Mm-hmm.
When we started accepting all that trash, the furries and the LGBT whatevers and the pronoun crap, all the funky hair, the earrings or the, you know, the piercings placed all over their face and their body and looking weird like this.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when we accept that into our homes, then we accept that everywhere else. And I let my son know from a very young age, don't cry that in my house because it's not acceptable. You know it's not acceptable. I see a kid that got tattoos over and I'm going out shopping and I need to have somebody help me. That's who I'm going to go to. I see the kid that's clean cut, that looks like he knows how to behave and has good mm-hmm. manners, yes ma'am and no ma'am stuff. Or the kid that looks like they just came out of somebody's bizarro world. I'm not going to the kid that's got the bizarro, and I'm certainly not going to give him shit. I don't care how good they are. They are displeasing to the view. They absolutely assault the sensibilities of anyone. And when we stop accepting that, and they'll stop doing some of it.
That's fair, T-Spear.
So people need to be aware of what they're doing. You pull that sun and pay, don't expect to get by with that in my house, because if you do, then you'll be buying your own groceries.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day, T-Spear. Let's go to James. James, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Scott, I'm not sure I should do this, but I'm going to go for it anyway. You ready?
I'm ready.
Have you got your little crooked finger pointed at me?
No, that's Allison's crooked little finger.
My bad. My hip, my back, my sacroiliac. Are you with me, Scott?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you handled that mighty well earlier, sacroiliac. You have any idea what that is, Scott?
Oh, of course not. I've just heard it my whole life. What is it?
Well, it's a joint.
Okay.
Okay, not one of those left-handed cigarettes, excuse me.
Right.
It doesn't edify, yep. But it's a joint. It's where the sacrum of the vertebral column meets the ilium of the pelvic girdle. Sacroiliac.
Oh.
Are you with me?
Oh. So is it where your tailbone hooks up with the back of your hips?
Not quite.
Okay.
So your
I'm not tracking then.
Yes, you are, but you're a little off. The
okay.
Vertebral column has five sections. All right, that's the seven bones of the cervical spine. That's your neck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, from C1 to C7, and then you start at T1 to T12. That's the thoracic region where the ribs are.
Yep.
All right, then it's the five bones of the lumbar.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the sacrum. All right, now the sacrum starts as five bones, but they fuse together. All right?
Okay.
All right, and then on the bottom end of the sacrum is the coccyx, which
that's the tailbone that hurts from trying to snowboard.
Correct.
Years ago. Okay,
but
gotcha.
Nothing is in contact with it except for the sacrum, and, you know, there's some attachments there.
The bleachers.
I'm sure I don't know what they are. But it doesn't articulate with any bone.
I got you.
All right, now, the sacrum articulates with the ilium, henceforth sacroiliac.
All right? I got you.
And the ilium is one of the three fused bones of either pelvic girdle on either side. And that is fused together in front at the symphysis pubis.
Gotcha.
Ooh. You got all that now, Scott?
I do, yeah.
Them bones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, let's go backwards. Can we do that?
Hopefully, yes.
I don't think we have enough time.
As long as we don't hang our sacroiliac on something.
Deborah,
uh-huh.
And she was talking about, you know, when people get tired, they got Alzheimer's or some form of dementia, they
yep.
kind of wane in their ability level.
Yes.
That's called sundowners. It actually has a name. It's called sundowners.
Okay. That doesn't
all
sound
right.
Sciencey enough, though. There's got to be like
lexoprobacobulus
or
something.
Well,
when the sun starts going down, they just start falling apart, which is why he puts a lid on all the press stuff at like 4:20.
Exactly. Sundowners.
I didn't mean to do that.
Now, also, your sugar issue. Okay. You with
yes.
me so far?
I am.
The problem with sugar is not the sugar. The problem, and I think we've had this conversation before, is how the sugar is harvested. It's sprayed with weed killer in order to increase the yield. It's
okay.
called desiccation. They dry
okay.
it out, then mm-hmm. they harvest it, they get mm-hmm. more bang for their buck.
Mm.
And,
we're gonna die.
You know, you've heard of GMOs, right?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, it's genetically modified organisms.
Yes, sir.
The whole purpose of those is because they're Roundup ready and it doesn't do harm to the
All right,
crop.
So tomorrow we're going to find out how diabetes and the Roundup are connected. James, thanks, buddy.
That's good stuff. I learned a lot.
What
are you looking
at
me for,
Abs? Great science call.
Running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss.
Fresh Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months is $2,953 for 1,000 financed. MSRP, $30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36-month lease with $3,638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee expires 4/30/24.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day Cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at funinmontgomery.com.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Lots of stuff to do. Let's go to Eric the Duck. I don't know. Before we go to Eric the Duck.
I'm about to throw your fidget spinner out.
Yeah, it's the door. You?
Yes, it is.
With all the phones and all that stuff y'all do, the fidget spinner is bothering y'all.
Because the fidget spinner is making a noise that
just
everybody can hear.
Just a slight humming noise?
Well, Scott, that's the problem. It sounds like hummy. The fan I sleep with.
It makes me want to go to bed. It is soothing.
I would suggest to you that that's not soothing.
It's soothing. Sounds like gears. Men are like, that's good stuff. It's about to stop. Eric the Duck, did you have a problem? Could you hear the spinner, Eric? And was it bothering you?
No, not necessarily. But I do like Glenn Campbell. That used to be one of my favorite songs. And I had an old 45, and I'd play it over and over and over. So My Angel is the centerfold. You probably don't get because
I remember that song.
I didn't know what it meant.
I did because I happened to a girl in high school, man. That her name was Angel, and that same year that came out. But anyway, I want to talk.
And well, explain me a little more, Eric. So what about that?
What about Angel?
Yeah,
I now eat at the Crab Shack.
Really?
No.
Wait, you left the Blue Iguana?
Oh, man, I've been over that place. They don't need my money. They claimed it was counterfeit.
Really? You were passing out bad money, Eric?
I had to speak on Budell's half, and they didn't seem to agree with me. So, after all, it is got a blue banner out front, so it is blue, you know, Democrat. But yeah, I talked to Mosley off the air before I got on. Y'all keep this in mind on the radio. Y'all being in Beham, but down in Montgomery. Chris's Hot Dogs, Landmark, Theo died.
Oh, really?
I just, my nephew was going to pick up, and Sky said, man, I would have told you to pick me up a sackful, but they're closed because they're on Dexter. So y'all keep him in your prayers, and... Gus,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I know them all. My dad run around with Cachadores, the original owner. But anyway,
legendary.
But
yes.
I just found that out. But
sad news.
Maybe next time, Sky, we'll get together. But y'all keep him in your prayers.
Absolutely,
you got
the
it, buddy.
Family.
Hey, thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, be careful out there, man.
Yeah, next time y'all come down, we have got to do Chris's Hot Dogs.
I've been there
okay,
a few times.
Okay.
Yeah,
right, well,
that's good stuff.
I'm excited. I'm here for it.
It's like a...
You like hot dogs?
I love hot dogs.
This isn't a hot dog. This is a institution. This is something
it's one of those places. There was a similar place in Birmingham. There may still be.
Oh, yes.
In one of these little slot kind of small... No, this was Birmingham.
Yes.
Downtown Birmingham. And they were very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good stuff. No doubt about it. So do y'all have any banal news or any abs alerts?
Yes, both.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's going first?
Abs.
All right, let's talk about something that, this is another Chris Shaver. Hey, did you see what Katie Britt did on The Vote? She ended up on another list. And, you know, these days the lists aren't necessarily awesome. Allison, what kind of list did she end up on?
So... she voted for this foreign aid bill, and it's the most, it's just, I don't get it, because in February, she was voting, or she was saying she was not going to vote for it, and now all of a sudden, she voted for this foreign aid bill. There were 29 Republicans that voted against it. She was not one of them. We needed, I think, 41 to
Yeah, Jim Hoff says a group of rhinos joined Democrats to support the $95 billion emergency foreign aid package, which is, by the way, has no U.S. border security. You know, to be fair, I think that some of the U.S. House members who are saying we don't need to do any of this until we do something about the border and raising Cain about it, all that kind of stuff, we have laws for the border. It doesn't matter what the House and the Senate do. If the Biden administration is not going to execute the law, there's nothing we can do. So some of that is theater. I get it, but that's just kind of a little bit, I don't think it's genuine, and they need to cool their jets a tad on that. But the group of rhinos who joined the Democrats to support the bill, and then, and that was to get it to a vote. Because once it got to a vote, it passed 79-18. But the real sneaky vote is the one to get it to the floor to actually vote for. $47.7 billion through the Defense Department to support Ukraine's military with training, equipment, weapons, and logistical aid. I still ask myself regularly, if I'm in a fight, how about this? If I'm having to fight Al, okay? And Abs keeps handing her sticks to beat me with, who am I fighting? I'm fighting Al and Abs. That's who I'm fighting with. It's 2-on-1. We're handing Ukraine stick after stick after stick after stick after stick, and we're pretending that we're not fighting Russia. And we frankly are setting it up so that if Russia ever does something to the person handing them the sticks, we're going to act like we're appalled and can't believe it, and this is an act of war. I'm just, everything is being set up by this administration, the globalist, to get us in a conflict, and I have no desire for my kids or your grandkids to go and fight one of these wars or battles that should never have started in the first place.
That's right. And this is after she just voted to extend FISA and spying on Americans.
I forgot about that. She was one of the key votes for that, too.
I mean, she's voting with Romney, Thune.
Yeah, give us the list, yes.
Tillis, Murkowski, McConnell, Lankford, Grassley, Graham, Cotton. I don't know what happened to him. Cassidy.
I think he's compromised.
I mean, it's all the people that, like, you don't really want to be hanging out with.
And yeah. Cotton's a former military guy.
Tom Cotton, yeah.
So it's...
Maybe, you know, that
sometimes
is it.
They're blinded by, well, just give the military more money. Just give the military more money. There's never, and the military is kind of a special thing. It's very similar to education in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People in the education family, people who leave the education family, who've retired from the education family, former members of the education family, everything, it's just in their nature to give that beast more money.
Right.
And I think some of these elected officials who are former military buy into just give it more money. If we just had more, if we had more bullets. I'm like, well, yeah, but if the bullets weren't $100 a piece or whatever it is,
right,
then you would have more. But it's, the answer is not more money all the time.
So when is this going to stop?
Well, there's a funny, that you'll appreciate this,
okay,
Scott, because I don't know who Rachel Bovard is. She's on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But this was her tweet yesterday. Marco Rubio, ranking member of the Senate Intel Committee, is on the Senate floor explaining his no vote to the Ukraine supplemental. Even though he supports aid to Ukraine, Israel, and TikTok divestment, quote, he said, "This bill is not compromise. This is legislative blackmail, and I will not vote for blackmail. Because it also contains massive migrant resettlement language and no border security." Then she goes on and says, "The SCIF doesn't work on everyone."
Migrant. So back to the Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff, where they're like, "You've got to secure the border." Not only did they not even worry about securing the border to even pretend, they're taking more money
for migrant resettlement here,
which will bring more people in.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Help us all.
Senator Britt, we appreciate what you're doing for America. We'll be back.
Hey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling, and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I just want to tell one story. It's not about Russia. It is not about Russia.
Should we grant him permission?
I think you have 30 seconds, sir.
30 seconds. Florida governor, they've got the new law that allows school districts and charter schools to adopt a policy to authorize volunteer school chaplains. You can have school chaplains. So you know what the left said. They're going to be able to have Satan clubs. I'm sure some of the ding-dongs on the right said the same thing. And much praise to DeSantis. DeSantis says, nah, we're not playing those games. That's not a recognized religion. How do you like that?
It actually is. Under Trump.
Not in Florida. The heck with the feds. I don't care if it was Trump or not.
I'm so Satanism sick of the feds.
Satanism is not a religion.
I agree, but Donald so you know Trump what? Said it was.
And the reason I say this is because, and Trump falls into that, oh, I'm really smart. We need to be magnetic. We all have... Oh, I didn't, but many of us have always fallen into that. Oh, it's okay. We'll get everybody. We'll get the Satanists and the... Just say no.
Right.
So DeSantis is leading. So Alabama, take a little hint. So when the Title IX garbage from the Biden administration comes down, Alabama should say, we're not playing those games in Alabama. Mm. You can say men can be, boys can be in the girls' locker rooms. You can say we have to use pronouns. You can say all that, but we're not playing those games. We're just not doing it. And every little school board member and every little principal and every little superintendent who tries to adhere to the new Title IX changes from Biden should lose their job.
So Title IX...
Almost instantaneously.
I don't know if we've talked about it on air, but on August 1st, it is officially changing to include that you cannot discriminate based on gender identity.
Which is not in Title IX.
Which is not in Title IX, but it's going to be.
They're administratively saying Title IX says this.
Right.
They're changing the definitions again.
But it doesn't matter because they will act on it. And what that means for our public schools that take federal funds,
which is
state laws. State laws are totally off the books, apparently. That's what they're going to claim.
Yep.
And that federal law supersedes state laws. So you will now have boys in the girls' bathrooms, and you will have boys on the athletic teams, on the girls' athletic teams in your public schools. The two options are either Alabama stops taking federal funds or Alabama gives them the proverbial middle finger and says, come and get us. You cut off our funds.
Yeah, you starve the poor little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, but this is not good. Like, I'm to the point where you might want to think about taking your kids out of public schools because this is the hill to die on. They will never be the same.
This is the one where if dads, fathers, men do not man up and say, you're not doing that to my little girls.
Mm.
If they don't, we're done. We can just stop. We can stop the show. We can stop pretending voting's going to matter. We can stop pretending, oh, we need to elect Donald Trump. We can stop pretending we need to elect conservatives. We can stop pretending family values. We need to all get us a bunch of T-shirts that say we are wusses. Do to us what you will, because this is over the edge. This is, from a constitutional standpoint, over the edge. From a moral standpoint, over the edge. Every rule you can break, every set of standards you can have, the Biden administration is breaking them, and they're saying, you will do what we say, even though it's unconstitutional, immoral, we don't have that authority. Every way it's wrong, they're going to make you do it. And we as Alabama men can either say, yes, sir, may have another, or we can say, you're number one, and you're not going to do it, and you're not going to make us do it. That, can we make that stand? Are we totally cojoneless in our state? And maybe let's say another thing. The attorney general will say, well, we'll take it to court. And I'm for that. God bless him. Bless him. But there's got to be a stand by regular men who say, well, that's great. We love you. But win or lose, we're still not doing it. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to make us do it. And we're going to have some very uncomfortable situations with the people who live in our own state who try to make it happen in our own schools. That's the warning to my little principals, my little superintendents who love this stuff, honestly. And they hope somebody makes them do it because they want to do it. And they're hoping somebody will make them. I'm just saying.